have a little bit of fun now. I make one track out of two now, and it's a little bit funny when I'm wrong now, but everybody's talking about the breakdown. So I break these records into pieces and fix them together just how I need them. Play it in a club at 12 o'clock, and what can I say? Party not
bass. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 610. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who's even more anti-Russia than the Call of Duty series, Wombat.
Yeah.
You probably don't even know.
Even though,
that.
According to, what is it, Ancestry.com, I'm 99.7% Russian. But yeah.
That's funny. You never look like you're in a hurry when I see you.
Oh.
Bread's done.
Chip, do you have anything better than that?
Well, I would assume Russia owns all your DNA as well.
There you go.
Right.
You did one of those DNA tests, right?
Yes.
Yep. Straight to Russia.
I hope nobody in your
family. Straight to Russia, but I am Russian, so maybe
right, that's
like,
what that's what they want you to think.
They're like, oh, skip this guy. He's one of us. We don't need anything. We know everything about this guy.
We've already got all this DNA.
This guy, he likes potatoes. He's hairy. And he likes booze. Next.
I'll fit right in.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll assimilate perfectly.
One of us.
Wow. What an intro. Good night. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. Actually, there's a lot of controversial things to talk about this week. Big releases this week because the holiday season is holidaying.
It's upon us.
It's holidaying.
I got my Hanukkah countdown calendar ready to go.
Is it an early Hanukkah or a late Hanukkah this year?
It is a late Hanukkah this year.
Boo.
You count down to the first day or the eighth day?
First.
We're counting down to the first day.
That's a dumb question. That's anti-Semitic.
So, yeah.
Anti-Semitic statement.
We're going to start it. We'll start the calendar. I think it starts on Thanksgiving is the actual day that we would start the calendar.
Well, don't spoil anything for us because my calendar, I had the same calendar as you.
Yes, the Marvel Funko one for those who are
And my countdown doesn't start for a few days after that.
Yeah, it's like 3 days after. But yes, I am aware of that. But
about?
No, I won't spoil it.
Oh, huh? You that clearance GameStop calendar?
First of all, it wasn't clearance. It was the deal of the day.
Right. I know about the deal of the day. I probably posted it.
It was $20 as opposed to the 35 that it usually is or whatever it is.
Yeah,
I've seen it go for more than that even. And I wanted it already anyway. I had previously talked about it, which so someone had actually sent me the link and said, that thing you were talking about is real cheap. So I bought it. Is that like, did I do something wrong here?
No.
So stop.
Stop
now.
What?
Now who's anti-Semitic?
You're appropriating. Isn't that for
it's yes, it's an advent calendar to count down to Christmas, but there's no law that says I can't use it as a Hanukkah countdown calendar.
Have you looked?
Not yet.
Have you looked?
Not yet. Well, I don't know. They're trying, but it hasn't passed yet.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
they probably didn't know that people were buying those. Now they know.
Yeah.
Not for their intended purposes. So now the law will happen.
Now the law, exactly. It's how it starts. It's like no one knew there needed to be a law against baking cakes until people started not baking cakes.
What's inside? Just tiny Funko Pops?
Yeah.
Like teeny tiny ones?
Not teeny tiny ones. Like
they're the heroes or whatever, right?
Yeah, the pine size. I think they're bigger
pine size
than
heroes.
They're a little bigger than those, actually.
I'm not familiar with all the various Funko brands. I know, like, the main ones that you just can't avoid because they're everywhere.
They're superheroes.
Every store sells them.
They're superheroes. My kids and I will enjoy it. It'll be something fun that we can do together as a family. Why do you have to be so, you know, anti-family?
I'm not anti. I'm just getting
why
more information.
Why do you hate families?
I'm getting more information. That's all
family
I'm doing.
Family hater.
That's all I'm doing.
You're just jealous because you didn't get one yourself.
I looked at it. I chose not to get one myself because...
And now you realize you made a mistake.
No.
Because two out of three hosts have it.
I have two.
You have two.
Shipwreck lives in a mansion. He has space for all this stuff.
I know. I don't.
Right. So I don't either. So I looked at it and I'm like, what am I going to do with this thing? I'm going to use all these little figures and then I'm just going to want to throw them out because they're taking up space. Clutter.
$20.
Clutter,
$20.
Clutter, $20. Clutter.
Mm-hmm. You're just going to throw that $20 out anyways, right?
No, it doesn't take up that much space either.
Oh.
It's in my back pocket. Anyway, I don't judge you on, but enjoy the Gentiles calendar. And
exactly.
You know, they'll be lucky if they let you into temple during the high holidays.
Right. It's the first step.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, what bullshit did you want to talk about?
I want to hear about how your exercise bike is going.
It's good. I'm actually looking at it right now. I've been riding it every morning.
Looking at it right now.
It's in the room where I record.
That's how it works, right?
Well, I'm not going to ride it while we record.
No, I want to hear how it's going with details. How's it going? How many times have you been on it? Duration and so on.
Every day since the last show.
Okay.
Actually, I think I started the morning of the last show was the first morning.
Okay.
So it's been a full week.
Okay.
I've been riding the bike 10 minutes every morning.
Okay.
Just, you know, it's something.
Every morning? Really? For real?
Uh-huh.
That's great.
Yeah. 10 minutes every morning.
So that's great.
I mix it up a little bit. Sometimes it's before my cup of coffee and sometimes it's after my cup of coffee.
Right.
Depending upon the time. I either watch The Facts of Life or I watch G.I. Joe. And that's
the routine.
What's
going on? What is going on with your TV?
And also, you don't even have time.
I'm usually on the bike at 5:45 a.m. So at 5:45, you watch what's on at 5:45.
Oh, you're actually watching a TV.
You're actually watching just whatever's on TV.
Yeah, it's one of those two things. I like those shows, and they're on. I don't see why this is
Shipwreck. You can't make fun of him. He's been on the bike
every day. I'm not making fun of him. I just did not, with the amount of TV he watches, I didn't think that there was time.
He's not
awake. Schedule to not have us. Like something queued up.
No, he's
well, that's because I'm not sitting there. I'm not going to start a show that's a full length show that I'm only going to watch 10 minutes of.
Well, couldn't you just pick it up on the train?
But no, it depends. No, I'm not. If I'm watching a show like at night, that's going to be at night sometimes in bed and late when I'm too exhausted to do anything or on the train.
Wombat, he's trying to trip you up.
I know. I'm on the bike at
no, I'm
10
happy about
minutes.
That part.
Before 6 a.m.
Right.
I don't have that much time in the morning. So I'm basically squeezing it in to what was my already tight morning routine.
Right.
Because I have to be out of the house before 7.
Yes. What he's watching is immaterial.
Exactly.
It's just
something to be on.
Right. To stare at.
To stare at.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's fine.
And sometimes it's Joe Polnicek. On vacation in Los Angeles.
I can't believe they still show that.
Oh, it's
what
so
channel?
Bad.
What channel is that?
That's on MeTV.
I don't even know what that is. Okay, good.
I enjoy MeTV. You get it. You just don't have it plugged in.
And
Discovery Family shows G.I. Joe at 6 a.m. So it really depends on where I'm teetering around that 6 a.m.
I think everybody knew that one.
Yeah. So it depends. If the news was better, I'd put on the news, but all I really need is the weather.
That'll get you your blood boiling, though, when you start watching the news.
I watch, like, the hyper-local news to
that's
keep
lame.
Me... Yeah. Yeah, I know.
That's,
I agree.
Yeah. That's no fun. I'm saying you want the blood boiling while you're exercising.
Yeah, but I've been riding the bike.
That's great.
I've been doing fine.
That's great.
I break a little bit of a sweat, then I get in the shower.
Yeah.
And this Saturday, I probably won't ride the bike. Because I'll be camping and hiking.
Nice.
So I'll get the hike in instead.
We got to get it up to a full episode, though, length. So you can enjoy a full episode of streaming content on the exercise bike.
Yeah.
22 minutes. It's only 22 minutes.
That's true.
It's not a lot.
Nope.
But that, good job.
Thank you. Yes.
Shipwreck was trying to trick you with,
Shipwreck wants me to feel constantly bad about myself, so I'm dead in a year.
He's,
I get it.
He's trying to correct behavior of yours that didn't need correcting at that particular moment, I think. He was focusing on like a little small detail, not like the big picture.
That's sort of his deal.
Well, that's why he's a talented engineer.
Yeah, I'm down in the details.
Yeah, that's important.
Hmm?
Speaking of exercising, it's day 7 out of day 8 of Hell Week at Orange Theory. And if you go to, I think I mentioned this already. If you go to 5 of them, you get the free t-shirt. Tomorrow's my 5th day. So I'm very excited to get my free t-shirt. If I can make it. Because my ass is so sore. I don't know how I'm going to stand up after we're done recording this. Because sitting for any stretch of time makes getting up very difficult. Because I've been pumping my ass hard for the last 40. That didn't sound quite right. But there's been a lot of squats and such.
It sounded right.
It did sound right?
Okay. Yeah. You got that right. Yep.
Yeah. I got a high five from the coach on the way out because she told me, I killed it. She pumped my ass. This was very weird. It's unrelated to Hell Week at Orange Theory. I bought one of the new Amazon Ring cameras.
Oh, okay. I saw this on the outline. I thought you bought it was in the exercise section here. I thought you bought that Wii Fit thing, the Ring.
Oh, God, no.
Switch. Okay.
God, I saw a big stack of them, though, at Target. Didn't look like they were moving too quickly, but, they came out, Ring came out with their new next version of their cameras, the latest version. And I bought, there's like an outdoor one with a battery and there's these small ones that go inside. Mm-hmm. And they're, the cameras are fine as cameras, but I was expecting incorrectly that they would integrate into the Ring alarm ecosystem. And in that sense, I mean, it would know, like, when I'm home, don't send me alerts about things and don't record things when I'm at home because everything's fine. I don't need my living room recorded at all times.
Okay. Yeah.
I had the Canary cameras, which would do that when you were, they knew when you were home via your cell phone. And when you were home, it wouldn't record stuff. But the new Ring cameras don't have that feature at all. And so I wrote a review and there was plenty of reviews saying the same thing I noticed. Because I got the camera, I pre-ordered it. I got it before it came out. And so there were a lot of people like me who were a little disappointed to find out that this was the case. And they wrote reviews on Amazon like me. And I left 3 stars. 1 or 2 days later, I got an email from Amazon telling me that they want to schedule a phone call with me to discuss my review. And, it's very creepy, right? Like, I don't want to talk. I just want you to fix it. That's why I put the review up. So you would see it with all the other ones and just fix it, right? I'm not looking to be involved in the whole process.
Did they call?
No. So then I ignored it because I'm, like I said, I don't want to be involved at all. I don't even want to reply to the email. So today, the day later, I get another email, more specific, from like the Ring team saying,
David, we see that you're home right now. Can we call you?
In fact, we're going to start communicating with you in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hello, David. We heard you about your review.
No, so they said, yeah, we're working on that specific feature and we can even give it to you early. Let's get on the phone. And I'm like, no, fix it in your own time. What does my review matter? It doesn't. It's like a million people have.
Because they want you to revise your review.
I know, but it's just like, who gives a shit? Just
that
fucking
and I
fix
love
it.
Getting on the, see, I love getting on the phone with these people. It's kind of what
do
I
do. You?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just send them to Wombat.
Send them my way.
Pretend to be me?
Send them my way. You're going to open up your door. You're going to have 6 new rings. Or just in a box with bows on them.
Or a hit squad.
And a thank you card. No, I'm better than that. I'm not saying I'm skilled at everything,
right?
But that's a skill I have.
Right. No, but I'm not looking for anything. I just want them to fix it. I don't need anything.
It's not
free.
About looking for something. It's about getting what you deserve.
What do I deserve?
I don't know yet.
I just want them to fix the camera. I just want it to not record when I'm in the living room and stuff. Like, and send me motion alerts when somebody walks into the living room. That's all. When I'm home. Mm-hmm. It knows I'm home. It should know. It's weird. But I can't even say I want to commend them on their customer service because that's too much service. That's too much. let me just do my thing and run away. Okay? Your whole like business, Ring doorbell business, is capturing people who want to ring your, you know, leave something and run away. And I don't know. That's what I want to do. So let me do it. Ty's friends try to sneak up on our house to ring the doorbell without being seen on the doorbell. So great job, Ring. So that's really the intended purpose. They try to like sneak around, or they'll like wrap their coats around their face and stuff. Mm-hmm. Very clever. Anyway, let's do some show feedback, Wombat.
Sure. Super Tongue had to say, just dropping in to say the new Plants vs. Zombies is pretty solid. It actually had a soft launch about a month before its October release for 30 versus 40 after the
real release. This is the worst show feedback, I have to say. I looked at it, and I there was better show feedback than this.
We had no idea what anything was about this. I thought it'd be interesting to read, Plants vs. Zombie. Also, oh, and I never take my car to the dealer for service. Usually local places give you a better deal and don't try to upsell you. I've only taken my car to the dealer for a recall fix. Yes, most people complained about the fact that I even just took my car to the dealer, or the fact that I had them replace my wipers for me and didn't just do it myself.
Right.
But, you know, what can you do? I was there and I needed new wipers.
Have you ever replaced the wipers yourself?
I have.
I did too. I don't think I did a great job, or maybe I bought cheap wipers because they're not great.
Yeah, it was part of the, I had to get the state inspection, and you can't get your state inspection if you have broken wipers. And the front wiper was literally ripped, like it just didn't work anymore.
Yeah,
so.
You need those. Those are important. It rains a lot now too.
Exactly. It was like right before all the rain started.
Holy shit. The other,
in my favor.
This on, what was that, Sunday? It rained so much. And let me tell you something. This area is not prepared for major rainstorms. The roads were so flooded. It was just like, I don't know. I didn't think we were going to make it. I see all, like, I understand why people have Jeeps now.
Yeah, we, I liked that day. Sabrina was out of the house all day. She had a party. And Elliot had swim in the morning, but once the afternoon hit, it was just sitting around the house in the afternoon because it was too gross to do anything and no one was bothering me. I was all for it.
Oh, we went to Smash and played table tennis for an hour.
I played video games.
Got sweaty at Smash.
I played video games to talk about on this show.
That's all fine. I played table tennis to talk about on the show.
No one cares about your table tennis.
They do, though. They write in and they say,
"No, no one has ever written in to hear about more table tennis." First of all, it's called ping pong, not table tennis.
When you play it, it's called ping pong. When I play it, it's called table tennis.
It's ping pong. And second of all, no one's ever written to hear about you playing a children's game.
It's not a children's game. It's not a children's game, obviously.
Then why is it in the Olympics?
What? What does that mean? There are a lot of sports in the Olympics. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
It doesn't have anything to do with anything.
Fine. I'll give you that. I'll agree with you on that.
Thanks. Anguilla has to say, member since 2004, haven't posted in years, but I wanted to thank Shipwreck for not audibly farting on the podcast. Not all heroes wear capes. Yeah, I guess we both did, huh? Good for us.
That's really all I had to say. It happens. Yeah. By the way, it's a medical condition, so please, you know, I'd appreciate it if you didn't make fun of it.
Well, all farts are a medical condition.
Let's watch this, bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Anybody watching?
Anybody watching? Wait, no, excuse me. Let me start over. Who's watching The Watchmen?
I have it recorded, but I haven't watched it yet.
You haven't watched either episodes?
No, I've recorded them both. Haven't watched them yet.
It's another superhero series. It's pretty good, but it's, I don't know. I feel weird watching all of these shows. I feel like I should be above this somehow.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like there's too many. It's like, okay, in the 80s,
yes, I'm familiar with that decade.
We had, you know, Knight Rider.
Yes.
And I love
we did.
Right? And I love Knight Rider. And
me too.
There were other shows that tried to be like Knight Rider. You know, they just take the format of the supercar, and you got the super helicopter.
Nighthawk was a good one. Riptide was a good one.
Right, you got all that shit.
Riptide was a boat.
And it's like they were able to just multiply.
But even Knight Rider, though, wasn't really wholly unique. I mean,
no, it was stupid. It was just like any other show, but with a car.
It was just a procedural.
Yes.
Like anything else. It was no different than, say, the Rockford Files.
No, it just had the supercar in it.
Yeah, it had the car.
Yeah.
But just with a car. That's what I mean.
Right.
That was probably the pitch. It's the Rockford Files with a car.
It's the car.
I feel like if they were able to, let's say all TV shows were Knight Rider now. Like, I wouldn't watch like four different versions of Knight Rider.
Are you saying that Watchmen
Yes.
is the same show as The Flash because they're both based on comics?
No, but I'm saying there's so many comic shows now. There's so many that...
Yeah, but that's not like saying every show is Knight Rider. That's like saying every show is either Knight Rider or the A-Team or Airwolf or Street Hawk or Automan or Misfits of Science or... And that's exactly what TV was in the 80s. Those were all the same show, just packaged differently.
You're right. I guess you're right about that.
So you've never been more wrong.
No.
But there weren't as many channels.
And there weren't as many channels, which makes it even worse.
It's just
it makes it worse now because you can't possibly watch all of this.
No, you can't. But I'm saying to Cheapy's point, it was worse then because there was one thing hit and it was the only thing they made, and you only had three choices, and it was essentially the same thing on every channel.
Right. I'm not complaining that there's too much of it necessarily. I'm complaining about myself watching all of it. Shipwreck said you can't watch all of it. We're doing a pretty good job over here. Like, we managed to avoid like the CW stuff for the most part. I mean, we did watch a lot of it, but eventually at some point we decided we can't watch all of it. But I don't know. I do feel a little guilty. I guess that's a guilty pleasure.
You're allowed.
I'm allowed.
It's okay.
It's okay.
You know what you should watch?
What's that?
You should watch My Name is Dolomite on Netflix.
That's the new Eddie Murphy. Is it a movie?
It is a movie.
Is it a comedy?
It's just a movie. It is. I found it to be quite... Yeah, it's funny in parts. I mean, it's a biopic. So it's the real life story of Rudy Ray Moore.
Right.
You don't know who that is?
No.
He was a comedian turned quote unquote movie star. He was Dolomite in the movie Dolomite.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know Dolomite.
You never saw Dolomite?
I mean, maybe. All it's possible. He's like Shaft, right?
You should watch the movie.
What's the difference? You'll like what's the difference between Shaft and Dolomite?
Shaft is a better made film with a legitimate leading man. Rudy Ray Moore is the opposite of that.
Dolomite is like a low rent Shaft, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but there's also intentional humor in Dolomite.
In the movie, not
in
this,
the movie,
not
yeah,
this.
Yeah, no.
Particular Eddie Murphy
movie. Well, both.
Both.
But yes.
So is it good?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Eddie Murphy gives a very, very good performance, and it's a good movie. It's not too long. It's like an hour and a half.
Good. You know, I like that.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm telling you. I'm pretty sure it's less than 2 hours. Mm.
So rare.
I know. It's on Netflix, so you already have it in your house.
Yeah, I love
it. So you might as well just go watch it.
All right. See ya. Bye.
Yeah. Bye. It's from the writers of Ed Wood.
I love Wood.
Mm.
All right.
Yep.
You know what else is about an hour and a half long?
What's that?
I watched Herbie Fully Loaded for the first time.
Oh, I've seen it.
This weekend.
I've seen it.
You have?
I watched it with Ty when it was available.
Wow.
Yep.
I've seen that movie as well.
Awesome.
I have one takeaway.
Good job, everybody.
I have one takeaway from the movie.
Okay.
I don't remember how old Lindsay Lohan's character is in the movie, but
she's college age.
I remember feeling uncomfortable. I feel like they, I remember like seeing a lot of nipple in that movie for like a kid's movie.
Hmm. Did you see that before they reduced, they digitally reduced her breasts in that movie?
Oh my, did they really?
Yes.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
So I definitely saw it before that.
I don't know. It's in the, I was reading up on the IMDb page on it.
As one would.
Yeah, because it's crazy because like, this hit at a time where I had no reason to watch Herbie Fully Loaded. So
who has a reason to watch it?
It serves a purpose.
Michael Keaton fans.
Right. That was the crazy part. Like I sat down to watch it with Dashiell because, hey, it's a car movie and I liked the Herbie movies growing up. Yeah. And it was the one that I just happened to have.
This was my train of thought too when I watched it with Ty.
Right. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I'm just sit down and like, all of a sudden, yeah, we've got all of these big name actors in here.
It's a Disney movie. It's a major release Disney movie.
I guess it was.
Yeah.
Why they didn't go too hard on the special effects?
No, it's a kids' movie still.
Oh, apparently the digital breast reduction was done before they released the movie. I guess.
I will.
That's I'm reading. Report. That's what this article says.
Okay, I believe you.
that seems highly unnecessary. But
and here and then,
is that where the whole special effect budget went in this movie?
It's quite possible. You should have done what I did with my son, and we watched House 2. It's a good movie.
Who?
House 2. The sequel to the film House, about a haunted house.
Sounds mm-hmm. scary.
House 2 is not. House 1.
Okay, I was going to say, I remember House pretty well, and I'm like, that seems like it would freak out your kids. But...
House 1, not appropriate for children. House
yeah, okay. I don't remember House 2.
Appropriate for like 10 and up.
Okay.
It's got a dog caterpillar in it that's pretty cute.
I'm still researching Lindsay Lohan's breasts.
Yeah, like that's
so here's
you
an
can
article.
Go pretty deep in the Herbie Fully Loaded internet space.
So here was an article from like a popdirt.com, and this was mm-hmm. about the rumor before anything happened. The rumor is a source tells Defamer that execs at Disney thinks Lindsay Lohan's breasts are too big for a family flick. There was a test screening of Herbie Fully Loaded at Pasadena's Paseo this past weekend. They're going to have to digitally reduce Lindsay Lohan's breasts because they're way too big and distracting for a Disney movie. So, I guess.
So some team of digital artists got to work on that for a while, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got to put that on their resumes. Meanwhile, Herbie has an erection in that movie.
He does?
Yeah. He sees the new beetle, the yellow beetle, and his antenna goes boing.
That's a very sexualized movie. That's what I remember.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
So even with the digital breast reduction, I still thought they were distracting and big.
Congratulations.
No, I mean, it's weird. I'm just finding the trivia that I'm learning is strange.
I guess.
They botched the digital breast reduction, I feel. If the version I saw was actually, I don't know, maybe I saw the director's cut or something.
Maybe they went the wrong direction with the slider.
I mean, maybe I saw the director's cup. Get it, Wombat?
No.
Like bra cup?
Nope.
Women wear bras to hold their breasts up and make
they
them
do?
Look bigger and fuller and to support them.
Boing.
Oh, Herbie. Did he shoot oil at it all?
He may have.
Yeah.
Can we move on from
there's some
Herbie?
Weird sexual stuff in that movie.
No, I want to talk about Herbie more.
This is the rest of the episode, Wombat. We're not moving on.
Yeah. What else we got to talk about? Call of Duty?
New releases.
Okay, we made it there. What should we talk about first? Is it
Call of Duty?
Call of Duty or Herbie?
You know what's not on here?
No.
We could talk about first?
No.
Because I know we all have it. Are the new Zen pinball tables?
I don't have it.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you do. You do. You just don't realize you have it.
Oh.
You just don't know. Yeah. We were all sent the same email. Well, message. So, yes.
Where it slid into your DMs.
Yep.
My DMs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like the Twitter?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Twitter.
Yep.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah. So you have it. I have it. Ship has it. We love our friends at Zen Pinball. But, you know, the good thing is about that, too, is that they're great tables. The new Universal Monster tables came out. It has the Creature from the Black Lagoon, and it's called, what is it, Monster Party, right? Isn't that what the other one's called?
Do they have Herbie the Love Bug?
They don't have Herbie the Love Bug.
Fully loaded.
But I do remember playing
fully aroused.
The actual Creature from the Black Lagoon table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love that table. Monster Bash, not Monster Party. So it's cool to have that, and I played a chunk of it, and it holds up, and that table is awesome. And Monster Bash is really cool also. I was less familiar with that one. So it's nice to have a table that you know and a table you kind of don't. And so it's, you know, and they did a good job with the... I like these Williams ones where you can push the button, you can see what it really looks like, and you can see how they kind of zhuzhed it up.
They wetted it up?
So I'm a fan of it. Zhuzh.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So,
right.
I'm down with that.
That's
it's a lot of
French
fun.
Dip in.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. Check it out. Universal Monsters Pack.
Check it out.
It's Halloween.
I know. It's
scary.
Perfect timing.
It's scary. Good time.
Too scary. Yeah. You scared me, Wombat.
I know. It's what I do. So now let's talk about other new releases.
Such as?
Yes.
Such as you two both have Call of Duty?
No. GP has Call of Duty.
Oh, I thought you got it also.
I've been dutying it up. I've been answering the call.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What'd you get it on?
It was a little too intense for me at
E3. Wow. It's pretty intense. The I got it on Xbox.
It's, what is it? It's the best-selling Call of Duty game, in 3 days or whatever.
Yeah, well, there's
last 3 days.
There's a lot of consoles out there right now at the end of the console life.
I know. A lot of people bought this one already, it seems. So
nobody can remember which is the home of Call of Duty anymore. So it probably is selling well on both consoles.
Well, it's sort of PlayStation because they have that exclusive
mode within a mode. So how does it look? That's the first
It looks
question.
Fucking ridiculous. I played, I think I'm probably halfway through the campaign.
Okay, and how's the campaign?
The campaign, it's these big set pieces that are loosely related, and you're jumping around. One moment you'll be in London, and one moment you'll be in a fictional Middle Eastern country.
Did you assassinate JFK?
No, I don't think that's in this game.
Okay.
But
I thought that was in all of them.
They give you things to do, like fly drones into helicopters and explode them and, shoot rockets, from planes really far away onto people. And they like to, highlight the atrocities of war. Have you been following the controversy?
So apparently there was, and I'm trying to remember what it was called off the top of my head. I guess it doesn't matter.
The Highway of Death?
Highway of Death, which was something that our country did in one of its less finer moments, in one of its darkest, I guess.
Some people think it's a war crime.
Yeah.
Some might say.
A possible war crime committed by this country. And for the video games purposes, the Russians did that instead of us.
Well, I played that mission. It's actually, the mission's called the Highway of Death.
Yes.
The weird thing about it is it's taking place in a fake Middle Eastern country. Why are we using Russia as a real country? If we want to if we're making up fake countries, let's just make up another fake country.
Why not give it a different name for the level also?
They must have known it's something that existed.
Oh, I'm sure that, yeah, let's take all the, they might as well have called it the Trail of Tears.
Right. somebody might have said, hey, doesn't this sound familiar? Highway of Death? Where have I heard that? Where have I heard that before?
Where have I heard it before? Yeah, but they could have gone with like Highway to Hell, and then all people would have thought of is AC/DC.
Right, which would have been fine.
Yeah.
But
so it seems like it's intentional, but it's also an intentional misdirect. And then they want to complain and say stuff like, "Well, we didn't think people would." I'm like, "Yeah, we're gonna do that."
I personally didn't think too much about it while I was playing it, but I did.
But it's in bad taste.
Yeah, I get it, and it's bad.
It's in bad taste for something that should have been something that didn't need to happen. It's not like the game is hinges on the name of this section.
No. Certainly not. And when you add that to the whole no Russian controversy? So people are saying that the Call of Duty is anti-Russian because they anti-Russian propaganda.
Okay.
It looks great though. Great lighting.
Good.
No, I played
I may play it at some point in my life.
I like the multiplayer. I like being able to do like one set piece mission in campaign, and then that's about enough. Like, you know, enough depending on the mission. Like some of the missions are, you know, I did the mission that we saw at E3 Ship where you're going to the townhouse, and
that was rough.
Yeah, I did that one, and it's
okay,
it's pretty fucking cool, and it looks ridiculous. Like it's, but you can only really do it once, because maybe they have like some co-op version of that. I haven't done the co-op at all. I've done the multiplayer quite a bit.
Are the levels in the single player, the levels like traditional Call of Duty levels, or are they all more close quarter stuff like that level?
No, it's all switches up a lot.
Okay.
So they try to get some variety in there.
Does it move real fast? Like it just nonstop, you know, forward momentum?
It depends on the mission that you're doing. Sometimes, okay. But there's... Let's put it this way. Every time you start the single player campaign, every time, doesn't matter where you are, it asks you to agree to see mature, violent content. So it's not a box that you can tick off.
If you say no, just go back to the like the Xbox homepage or what?
And $60 comes out of the disk drive.
And it deletes itself from your hard drive.
I think you can, I don't know. Some of the shit, I don't know how you could turn off. The biggest surprise to me is that I seem to be not that bad at the multiplayer. Maybe we're at the point yet where people haven't played 8 hours a day of it yet, so they aren't that great, and then they'll overtake me. But I finish like in the middle to the top, depending on what's going on.
But it's probably a pretty wide pool right now. So
yeah, because it's got crossplay too now. I'm playing against like some PS4 rejects. I don't know why the PS4. Actually, PS4 should have the better players.
Should.
You would think.
Yeah.
The people who are most serious, they want to, you know, the former home of Call of Duty. It's better than nothing. But I'm enjoying it, actually. I think it's pretty well put together. I like there's a lot of, like, comfort improvements in the multiplayer of Call of Duty. Like, you can edit the loadouts, like, from anywhere and things of that nature. Anyway, it's fun. But I think the big game that people want us to talk about is Outer Worlds.
Never heard of it.
It's free on Game Pass. Not free on Game Pass, but it's a part of Game Pass. So I know you've heard of it. You're all about that Game Pass. How far are you in it?
I've played, let's see, how much? Probably about maybe 11 hours.
What level is your dude or dudette?
I think I want to say maybe 20, definitely around 19.
Nice. When you get to that point, are you like pretty powerful? You do some cool shit or not?
I mean, it's not like you're doing that much. It's not like you have magic.
Right.
It's all about weapons. I mean, I have some pretty sweet weapons.
And slowing down time.
Yeah. You slow down time. You shoot a lot of people and animals, and you have your party members, your team.
So good and, looking. It's really pretty.
It's a really pretty game. The colors, like on, I don't know what planets you've been to yet, but I mean, some of the planets have an amazing palette. They really did a good job.
Yeah.
Of making you go, wow, when you know you're in certain locations.
Totally. Like, I'll, like, Mrs. Chibi's on the couch with me and she'll be staring at her phone or something. And I'm like, are you looking right now? Are you looking at this? She's like, damn. You know, it's like really like a bizarro Borderlands 3 when you think about it. So colorful and artistic.
And fun to play.
It's like not brown and yellow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk about Borderlands after this.
It's a great. It happens to be great. It's a lot of fun.
The writing is good.
Last week,
the writing is pretty good. Like
It's got a really good sense of humor. Mm-hmm. I like my character. I have his lie stat buffed really high.
Nice.
So I can kind of lie my way out of anything. That's so I kind of like that. Yeah. Lie and handguns. Those are the two things I've been focusing on.
It's important in an action RPG.
Yep. Lying and shooting. That's my style. I haven't put much into melee. I haven't put much into hacking. But if you need someone to lie to you and then shoot you while you run away.
In slow motion,
I'm your man. I'm doing all sorts of stuff all over the galaxy, smuggling gasoline and buying chocolate bars and you name it. I'm doing it. Hunting monsters. It's a good time.
Yeah, I'm only 2 hours in, maybe.
I mean, I guess my only the complaints I have are all so minute things. I know you brought this one up too on Twitter. An auto save feature would be nice because it'd be nice to just be to save a little bit quicker.
Yes, I agree.
To save maybe 2 seconds of my life. I feel like when you get to your ship, there's a storage container.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in the storage container, you can filter to like just weapons, but you can't filter down that anymore. Like I can't see, well, which one of my weapons are worth the most or
there's no sorting. That kind of
There's no sorting. There is in your standard inventory when you're not in the container, which is why it's confusing that they don't have it there.
They'll sort that out.
Yeah. Again, all my complaints are very nitpicky. You know, they're small complaints, you know, and I can carry, my carry weight is like 250 pounds at this point anyway. So I've never gotten close.
Nice.
Yeah. I think maybe even a little bit more variation in the weapons wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing. There are some cool, funky weapons that you will find, but I find they may be a little too few and far between. And it's not really even a complaint so much as changing your, I don't want to focus too much on the minutia of my crew. I'd rather focus more on the minutia of myself, but that's more of a personal preference thing.
You can, though.
You can, and I don't want to.
You don't have to, though, I don't think.
Yeah, well, you're going to want to when you get more into the game and your character's wearing their default armor, which is a level 3 armor, and you're level 20.
So hook them up.
Yeah, well, I did.
Don't
and
be
now
greedy.
They're all wearing big, chunky armor suits.
Good.
And they've got one. I gave one lady a flamethrower.
That's
so
good.
So when I'm like standing back, she's like rushing in there and flamethrowing everything, which is actually kind of awesome to watch.
Right, right. See, mm-hmm. It's great. I'm having a lot of fun.
No, again, it's just like it's a little complaints.
Yep.
No major complaints. A lot of little complaints. Load times are a little too long.
Sure.
You know. But these are all small things.
Yes.
And an otherwise very enjoyable game.
So good
that looks great. That's so much fun that I'm playing way too much of.
How come Borderlands couldn't figure out how to have like these artistic backgrounds?
Because
Borderlands has their own thing going.
What is that thing? Blank grayness.
No, you. There's a lot more environments to that game than what you've seen.
There are.
There's different planets.
I don't know. I was on like Planet Brown. I don't know. I thought my TV was broken when I was playing that game. I'm not even joking. Mm. Remember, I asked you if my TV was broken.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot of brown.
Probably is.
it might be, to be honest.
Did UPS make that game?
I will play Outer Worlds once I'm finished with Borderlands 3.
Oh,
you're
going
to like it a lot. You're going to like it a lot. You will.
You'll be like, what is this? What is this thing? And your wife will be like, oh, that's the color green.
It's purple?
What?
I've never seen purple.
Yeah, oh.
Oh, I have so many purples.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where the colors are.
I do think having a third person mode in the game probably would have been cool also, but whatever. In right. Out of worlds. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. if you put the controller down for a little bit, it does snap into like a third person kind of like, you know, idle mode.
Mm-hmm.
So it's there.
Well, that's the easy part. When you have to move, that's
when things have to move. I understand that. I'm just saying, it's like they did that. It just even because when I'm in towns, I like to see my character.
Got it.
In combat, first person. In towns, right. Third person.
You got that nice armor. You got to see it.
Exactly. I want to see what my guy looks like. Actually, when I'm in towns, I change out of the armor and put on my talking suit. Mm-hmm. I got to put on my talking to people suit.
Right. Mm-hmm. Stepping out.
Exactly. And my eye patch.
You have an eye patch?
Uh-huh. I have a +5 to lying eye patch.
Wow. I didn't even know. How do you get eye patch? Instead of a helmet?
Instead of a helmet, I have an eye patch, yeah.
That does sound like it doesn't provide a lot of protection.
It does not. So that's why I only wear it in towns. Uh-huh. And then when I leave town, I put on my helmet.
Right.
See how that works?
Right. I got it.
See, when I'm in my house,
got it.
I don't wear a helmet.
Right.
But when I'm on the train, helmet.
Got it. And no pants.
No pants. No, that's a given.
Oh. All right. So, yeah, we like Outer Worlds.
Good. I've been playing through the Bloody Harvest event in Borderlands 3.
What's that
about? Get familiar with that?
I'm not.
So, Borderlands now has events built in. That are like timed seasonal events. Mm-hmm. It's kind of neat. At the same time, I'm like, I have a lot of Borderlands in front of me already, and now you're inserting more Borderlands in front of me. So it's hurting my progress in the overall game.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that they do it, it's a very simple, like, go collect 25 of these ghost ectoplasm things.
Wait, you're telling me that a mission in Borderlands 3 is simple?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
Got it.
But you can do that. Like, what has happened is for this Halloween event, random enemies will have been possessed, basically, and they have like a glow about them. And then when you kill them, these flying skulls come out and start trying to attack you. And if you exploit the flying skull, then you can get the ectoplasm you need. And there's different kinds of skulls. There's loot skulls and badass skulls and everything. And then you bring them back and you get to go to Heck. And you go in there and that's another level. And you go in there and you have basically a raid mission against the boss. But it has this whole new mechanic where there's terror weapons.
That sounds scary.
Yeah, so if you let yourself get hit by those skulls, your character builds up terror, and you can have different skills based upon that that affect your abilities then. So you can kind of choose on what you're doing with that. Now, how you're going to be able to continue to use those weapons after the event is over, I have no idea. But it sure drops a lot of weapons in this event.
Right. That's good.
Yeah. So it's something new. It's another one of these things. It's like every game tries to be the only game that you need to play forever.
Well, right. Games as a service.
Right. And it's just like, oh, I don't know if I need that. Like, I kind of like having my checkboxes where I check things off and right. then I'm done with it.
You don't need appointment gaming with Borderlands
3. Right. It's like, oh, we got this event going on. I guess we're playing Borderlands and not Outer Worlds because we gotta get these skulls.
I don't like that. I'm not a fan of that. That's too Destiny-y.
No, it definitely is. It's in the lightest form that it could be, I would say, in Borderlands.
Yes, for sure. It was like clearly like an afterthought. Well, not an afterthought, but they're not going to invest so much into that It's really still just Borderlands with a sprinkling of Destiny.
Yeah, yeah.
A very light sprinkling.
Yeah, I don't think it has an end to it. It's like I think the end is collecting all like the rare loot and everything, and I'm not even going to be bothered to look up what those things are.
Right.
So yeah, Bloody Harvest.
All right.
That's new.
Go Borderlands.
Yeah.
Go Brown.
Continue Team to
Brown.
Go
Team Brown all the way, Wombat. Wake up. Think about focus on the Brown.
I'm all Brown.
Wombat played the game that was nothing but black for a good 5 months and talked about that.
That is true. I can't say you're wrong.
What game is that?
That would be Rainbow Six. Which I haven't played since I got the Outer Worlds. So right. Although it is nice to take a break from an only online multiplayer game to a game where I can pause.
Yep. The world of esports is tough, Wombat.
Yeah, exactly.
Brutal.
You can't pause the world of esports.
No, you
cannot.
Lots of other good stuff on the releases this week.
Oh, yeah?
What else?
Well, I mean, it's stuff that you guys don't care about, but it's stuff that I care about.
I have an update or a review or impressions on this Atelier Ryza.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Atelier Ryza.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Ever Darkness and the Secret Hideout. Wow, that's a long title. They sent us a review code, actually, and I forwarded it on to Banky, and he actually wrote out a really nice a real review or impressions. He should post it in the show thread, because there's no way I could read all of this. But it seemed like he's enjoying the game. It's about a young farm girl, Rizza. I don't think she's a rapper, but she does yearn for adventures with her friends, and she finds a new passion in alchemy.
That sounds like rapping.
Yeah, sure. She raps
it's
about
spitting rhymes into gold. That's alchemy.
Right.
That's rapping.
He said that he really liked the story, and he liked the graphics, the super vibrant and colorful, much like Outer World.
Borderlands-esque.
Yeah. He said it pretty much reminded of Borderlands. And he said basically that there's the alchemy, there's two components of the game, your sort of Final Fantasy battle style and the alchemy part. And I don't know, check out the show thread, because he should post this whole thing in there. But he does want you to know that the lewd factor is pretty low. So if you were looking to get off on this one, this is not.
The Atelier games are not. They're not heavy on that stuff.
Right. He said there's like, what did he say here? There's one character in particular with a really ridiculous bosom, but overall there's no tone of lasciviousness or creep within the game that I've seen. Wow, look at this. He's a good writer, Banky. Actually. Pretty good. Nice job, Banky. Check out the show thread. He should post this whole thing. Because it's thorough. What else we got? In new releases.
I know at E3 we played some Harvest Moon Mad Dash, Cheapy. Do you remember playing Harvest Moon Mad Dash?
I do. That's like the party Harvest Moon game.
Yeah, it's like Overcooked, kind of.
Yes.
But with Harvest Moon, you get orders down at the bottom of the screen that say, hey, we need this kind of food. And you're planting all your plants, but then all of a sudden, like, cows and stuff will have a stampede across, and you have to move all your plants to get out of the way and everything. And it's multiplayer. I'm sure Mrs. Shipwreck and I will be playing that at some time post Borderlands 3.
Excellent.
But I'm looking forward to that. The remake of Medieval for PS4 came out.
Thank God.
Oh, really? I forgot that was coming out.
I don't even
how
know.
Is it? How could you forget?
Because there's so many other remakes coming out.
Yeah.
Right.
Including those Lion King and Aladdin, which came out this week.
Mm-hmm. It did as well. And Super Monkey Ball Banana Blitz.
Yep.
I'm sure we can find plenty of other remakes on this list as well.
Yeah. I don't want to scroll up that far.
Ghost Blade HD. Yeah. Resident Evil 5, Resident Evil 6.
So many. Oh. Too many.
How many times have those games been released?
There's plenty more to come.
Yeah. I'm sure Medieval is Medieval again. Like, I liked that game. I don't want to
revisit.
I would like a new Medieval game, I think.
Sure.
Like, I think that could be pulled off. And it wouldn't have to be overly expensive to make either.
Right. Just get it to be an Epic Store exclusive, and we're rocking and rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Are we good with the new releases? Or
I think so. Okay. I'm trying to scroll through the Switch releases, but it's taking a long
time. My wrist hurts. It's like, let's move on to news, yes. Multiplatforming, and Wombat's Rainbow Sexy Talk. I don't know. I wrote here that Wombat should explain the Kotaku. I don't know. Do you want to say anything about the GeoMedia situation, Wombat? Being an ed operations professional.
That is what I do, yes.
Is there anything that you want to say about the situation?
The only thing I'd have to say about the situation is reading a lot of people's takes on the situation that have mm-hmm. no idea what the job entails mm-hmm. is kind of frustrating.
Okay. In what way?
A lot of people have a lot of presumptions and facts wrong about how these kind of things work, especially since, according to what was that article that you sent today, the Daily something?
Oh.
The one that you sent me.
I don't know. I fire these things off fast, Wombat. I can't count.
It implied that it was a direct sale buy, which is a very different animal in itself.
Right. Yes, I remember that.
And, you know, the type of communication that an ad ops and a client services and a sales team might have with the ad agency involved with the ad itself and the type of leverage that they have to fix things, I feel like there may just have been some communication that was missed between all of the departments, or there's just a piece that's missing from all the information that we're getting.
You sound exactly like me with all of these other things that I've ever talked about.
Well, you know, this is my job.
And I've been on the wrong side.
I know it very well. Yeah, and it's just...
Oh, I know. I realize what side you're coming from.
And I've even dealt with...
You're the man. I know that.
I've dealt with autoplay audio ads in the past, and I've had to deal with it because it's... There's this thing, and I think it's something that's, I don't know, maybe it is important for everyone to know about, maybe it's not, but it's called the Better Ad Standards, and they became mandatory, I say in quotes, about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago. They were implemented by all the major ad-serving companies, Google being the largest, and if you violate it, you can get your license pulled. So anyone that uses Google to serve their ads, if they violate the standards, they get their license pulled and then they can't run any ads. So it would seem silly. And auto-playing audio is one of the violations. So it seems like a silly risk to take.
So what you're saying is it's not likely that these guys were supposed to be running an ad campaign that included auto-playing audio.
Audio. It seems
more like a technical problem.
It feels like there was either a technical issue or an issue with the ad serving tag, which may actually have been, in most cases, is served from the ad agency's end, not the actual website's end. So it may not even have been something that the website could have fixed. But, you know, there are some workarounds, but, you know, it could require a whole third party thing. There's just a lot of moving pieces that I know about because I deal with it every day.
So maybe they posted that the blog post that went across the whole Gawker network that was complaining about the ads. You think they posted that maybe too quickly? They should have let that.
Oh, let that's these just guys I don't know how long. I don't know how long the auto audio ads had been running before they posted the article.
Me neither.
Like, had it been 2 days? Had it been a week? It is the kind of thing that maybe it takes that. It could take a week, even a week and a half to fix.
What is the statute of when you think that article should happen?
Like, I would say minimally 2 weeks.
I'd say a week
to 2 weeks.
No, but why would you run? Wouldn't you just not run the ads at all if there's some technical problem where
Well, not if you oversold it and have no choice but to keep running it.
But can't, but then, surely well, that's...
Well, the problem where I think the failure is, and I'll say this, the failure probably on management's end is the communication to editorial. I feel that, again, there's two missing pieces. That's where I feel like these missing pieces are. Where, what, if what I'm saying is right, which again, I don't know, I don't work for these companies, and the auto audio was a technical issue that they were working on, was this communicated to editorial? And was it communicated properly? Because if I was having this issue and, you know, our editor-in-chief emailed me, again, this is a hypothetical because it's not happening to me, but I would like to think that if the editor-in-chief of one of our publications emailed me and said, this auto audio is really annoying, we're getting a lot of complaints, I could email back and I would CC probably my boss and the CEO and be like, I fully understand your frustrations. I'm frustrated with it too. We're working on fixing it. Here's my last correspondence with the agency. We hope to have this resolved in the next 3 days. We really appreciate your patience. So, if that email wasn't sent, then I can understand why editorial would be like, this is outrageous. Let's do something drastic. I mean, maybe a little too drastic, but...
But why? But wouldn't the advertiser not want their ads disturbing people?
It's the opposite.
They want their ads to disturb people?
Actually, you know what? I can't say that. I've dealt with clients that actually, you know, they make it a thing where it's like, we adhere to the Better Ad Standards. Can you please confirm that all of your sites adhere to Better Ad Standards? It's really important to us, and we want to make sure it's as important to you as it is to us. So that is definitely a thing. And I've also had the opposite, where they email and say, we want our ads to be as disruptive as possible.
Interesting. All right.
So I can't say one way or another, which I know doesn't help.
Right. There's some pieces but missing, important pieces.
I feel like there's important pieces missing because, again, we don't work for this company. I can only talk about my experience and what I know. And I feel like there's probably, I don't think it's as black and white as this side is right and this side is wrong. It's really, that's the net.
Sounds like you're rooting for the man.
I just,
that's what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Well, I hope everything works out for everybody.
I do too.
I've enjoyed a lot of stories on Kotaku. Even very recently, there's been a lot of good reporting going on there. So yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say, but really.
I don't think you can ever post that article.
About your ads on the website?
Yep.
There's no, yeah.
There's it ends up with this.
Right.
Right? Like you just can't do that.
You can't butt heads in that, especially when you have new ownership. It seems like intentionally looking to fight with them.
Right.
Sorry, I have a mosquito flying around in the room and it's very distracting. I'm trying to. So if you heard the whipping sound, that's what that was.
If I hear you knock over a lamp, I know.
Exactly.
What that is.
But anyway, no, Shipwreck's not wrong about this either. We, you know, I did the math in the article you sent me. If it was, you know, for that $1 million campaign and how many impressions they were running and what kind of rates they were getting.
Yeah.
They were getting really good rates for that video. That's a, you know, they lost a lot of money.
Who's they?
The publisher. Was it right. Go Media?
Go Media. I just saw the G, I assume, is for Gawker. So I'm just saying.
I don't know when this campaign started and how much of it they had run, but if they had to throttle it because it was falling behind, I mean, if they hadn't reached the halfway point and they lost $500,000.
Right. It's not ideal.
No one wants to lose $500,000.
They don't?
No, I don't.
Hmm. All right. Well, we solved that problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We can choose. Let's pick and choose what stories we want to do because it's getting late and my ass is getting more sore and more sweaty. Somehow it's 76 degrees down here.
Yeah, it's warm. It's warm out.
EA games are returning to Steam for the first time in a very long time.
I guess that's good for people that aren't me.
I don't give a crap.
I don't have a PC.
I guess EA Origin didn't set the world on fire.
They don't need it.
They don't need Origin?
Yeah.
Well, they want it. They wanted it to be a thing. But yeah, I mean, it makes sense to sell your games.
Yeah, it probably wasn't paying off financially.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, go to where the customers are.
Right. They can invest that money back into NBA Live 2021.
Just do NBA Street. Just do that.
Yeah. So yes, EA officially announced that the unannounced NBA Live 2020 was not going to come out, and they are focusing on an NBA game for the next gen.
Good luck.
NBA Street. That's just
their mishandling of the NBA license is phenomenal. Like that, that's a thing where you don't have to invent the game, right? Like,
right. It's basketball.
Everything's there already.
And you've made like 20 of them already.
Yes. And even if you're not going to make NBA 2K, like you're not going to make the simulation version that they have and everything, stop trying to do that. Make some more NBA jams or something. I mean, you see something like NBA Playgrounds come out, and it's a small team that makes a competent NBA product.
Right. It's fun. It works. It's got, you know, different modes and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, of course, they got bought or 2K published. I can't remember what the story is on the second one. Right. But yeah, they were able to like take the NBA license and make a profitable, fun game out of it. And somehow EA is just not able to even release a game on a regular basis.
It's probably because the goal for the NBA game is the goal for all their sports games, which is to get like the ultimate mode in there with the cards, the fake cards.
And make an NBA card game then. Like get rid of
right. That they thought that they could do it normally, but they can't, as you see. So yeah, they should just do something, just fit that in some an easier package.
I'm wondering if they, I don't know what their NBA deal is like, and if they're required to make an NBA game every year, every other year at least.
How much money are they losing?
Yeah, if they don't put out a game. But I'm wondering with the latest NCAA news that came out this week, where athletes are going to be able to be paid for their likenesses and all of that stuff. I wonder if EA just turns back to and does the NCAA games. Because you don't have to make as many like great like models of all these guys. You don't have to have like their signature moves. It's not as in depth as an NBA game. You basically just have to have all the college fight songs and the team logos, right? And you're right. Ready to roll.
They've made this game before too, many times.
Yeah. It's been a while, but right, I'm sure. Wondering if they just put the NBA on the back burner, even further on the back burner, and go, all right, we're going to do some NCAA basketball games here for a little while.
No one else is, right?
No, because you can't do it right now. There haven't been NCAA sports games for quite some time.
Yeah, a long time.
Because they kept on getting sued by all the athletes.
Right. Right. Makes sense.
As they should.
Did you guys watch the new Avengers gameplay reveal trailer?
I did.
Did you? What did you think? It looks like Destiny.
It looks like microtransactions.
It looks just like Destiny when they went to the character selection screen and you see Iron Man like pointing to his chest or whatever.
There's just too much. It feels too much like they're trying to make this. And I think that's what they are trying to make, is this Avengers games as service.
Yeah, it's going to be just like what we're talking about. It looks good though. I mean, I don't know.
I'm not a fan of that art style.
Really?
It was pretty good. It's a little too Monster Hunter looking for me.
You mean like the misproportioned characters?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like Captain America looks like a refrigerator.
A little too Devil May Cry. They look a little Devil May Cry in the face. I'm not a fan of that look.
I thought it looked pretty good, but
it's just a preference thing. I'm not saying it's terrible. I'm just saying it's you could like what you like. I could like what I like.
Yep.
You're
gonna get it, whatever.
Yeah, it's You're I don't know. It. I don't know.
You're fucking getting it.
I don't want to get a game that I buy and then it's like and all the cool stuff is behind a paywall. I don't want that for my Avengers game.
I don't know if that's like that. I think all the cool stuff is going to be behind these timed events that you have to coordinate with your buddies.
No, I think it's going to be all behind a paywall. Like I think what? If you want like Iron Man stealth armor, then pony up $6 in the Avengers Tower store.
Tony Bucks.
Yeah, get some more Tony Bucks.
Yeah, we'll see. When is that? That's next year, right?
Yeah, that's 2020. Which also then there's it also leads to the whole who releases a games as service games for the current gen consoles in May of the last year of that console.
Is that when it's coming out, May? Maybe they're going to push it back. Maybe they lie.
No, I think I mean that might still make sense. That's where your user base is at.
Well, and still, and you can have a version.
Is it though? You're saying that the user base is going to be a generation behind. They're not looking for.
Gentlemen, they can release both.
They can do both. Yeah.
Oh, like a next gen version and a.
Sure.
Well, yeah. Let's do air quotes on that next gen version, and yeah, it can be on both.
Why not?
We'll see.
Everybody can pay 600 Tony bucks for that stealth armor.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, that's it's like, yeah, oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to get a Captain America that looks like Captain America for $10.
I'm still pretty excited about Ms. Marvel being in there.
I think that's great too. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan.
She looked good in that. I'm not too familiar with Ms. Marvel, but it looked good in the trailer.
Camilla Khan? Cool. I like some Camilla Khan. Those are good books. You should read those. You know who would like that? Actually, it should be Ty.
Hmm.
You should pick up, like, you could probably find volume one of, like, you know, the first series of her book. Fairly inexpensive.
Yep.
Yep. They're good.
Yep. It's very good. You. Yeah. He would really like it.
I believe you.
Mm-hmm.
He's busy, though. And he got so many books for his birthday. He got a Naruto manga.
Good for him.
Is it?
I don't know.
It's not really, because he's supposed to be studying and stuff, and then... Oh, surprise, there's a manga underneath his textbook.
Could be worse.
And a fingerboard.
Could be worse.
You could be at a drug party.
Exactly.
I learned about a drug party from Ty tonight when we were eating dinner. He's they have health class.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, Papa, have you ever been to a drug party? And it's like, well, what's a drug party?
A good one.
A drug party is a party that serves expensive drinks so people bring their own drugs. And I said, what? He said, you know, the drinks are very expensive, so everybody brings their own, people are expected to bring their own drugs. Huh. I'm not really following. Is this what the teacher was telling you about? She's like, yeah, yeah. I said, well, what's, like, if I'm the person running the party, what's in it for me? Like, I'm probably running the party because I want to make money. If they're not buying my expensive drinks, why am I even selling them? Like, what's happening at this party? And he's thinking about it because now, you know, I'm challenging what he's learned. And he's like, well, the teacher says when you do drugs, you make bad decisions. And
so then you buy the expensive
drinks. Exactly. And then he said, you know, you get thirsty and, you know, you want something to drink and now you're spending too much money. And I was like,
was this a financial lesson?
I don't know. I wanted to learn
how to make money in college.
I was learning about drug parties. I was answering questions about if I have been to a drug party. I was like, no, I've never heard of nothing that fit that description, son. Nothing at all. Nothing that came close to that. And I was like, is she talking about like a nightclub or something? Like, what do you? He's like, no. I need to get more details because there's more. I have more questions than I have answers. Sounds like a good time though over at that health class. Let's move on to. I thought we could have a new segment on the show. Called Stadium. Get it? Like Stadia no. Yum. Stadium, but also yum, because nobody cares about the Stadia.
just anyway, get through this.
No idea what you're trying to go for with
I don't
that.
Know either. Okay. The point is, I figured we need to learn more about the Stadia since from sure, our horrible of course we do. Results. Did you know that Jane Redmond is running Stadia?
Jade.
Yeah.
You knew yes. that?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I like you called her. Would you call her Jan Redmond?
Listen.
Jade Raymond.
She's moved into obscurity with this whole Stadia project.
I'm sure she did all right for herself.
I'm not questioning that at all in any capacity. They said that, or she said that they're going to be focusing on first-party exclusives that wouldn't be possible on any other platform due to this whole cloud infrastructure and the fact that we're not all boxes connected to a living room. We're just streaming. Anyway. So they said they're going to be focusing on first-party game development, and they have their own studios in Montreal. And in like 3 or 4 years, get ready to light it up. The problem is, and it was a pretty good interview on GameIndustry.biz, and they pointed out, I think she even pointed out, that just because you have some sort of technology that allows you to maybe produce like a huge battle doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to be fun or better than the experiences that exist now, or that the Stadia will be around in 3 years. That seems like a push.
That seems more likely.
Yeah. Anyway, so stay tuned for more Stadia news.
I was going to say, why are we still talking about the Stadia?
next week, there'll be all new Stadia news for you, Wombat. Don't worry. I'll be educating you guys.
Doesn't it launch next week?
For some people, yeah. If you got lucky and you're getting one. This is really, I feel like this is like their soft launch. They're not telling us too much about it. They're not really showing us anything. I don't think they really demonstrated Destiny.
Do they know much about it?
Do we know much about it? Right. I think this is, they're looking at these people who are willing to spend the money now, not knowing anything about it, as basically the beta testers. Except they're paying instead of the other way around. And then,
but are they just asking those people to like come up with a reason for existing?
Kinda. and you know, good testing. You can't get really better testing than being in the field, especially something like this, you know, I feel.
Sure.
And if you can find people who are willing to buy a product that they don't really know anything about or haven't seen anything, then why wouldn't you take their money? I mean, it's good to have money coming in, I would think. Gotta pay Jane Redmond. Come on, Wombat.
Yeah, it's funny.
let's move on to Sony really quick. Shipwreck, I know you're really upset about this big news here about Sony View.
It honestly is a little bit shocking to me that Sony is shutting down View, just because that was something they tried to advertise pretty hard.
Did they?
They did like a big push for it. Was it less than a year ago?
Oh, that's right. That's right. I remember seeing it.
Right, and I always kind of looked around, going like, "Are people? Do I just not know? Are people subscribing to this?"
No,
and I'm sure they had users. So
they did. They had half a million.
Half a million.
Yep. Because this article here is that they're trying to sell off the service.
That's a tough sell for only half.
Right.
Million.
Right. Yeah, 500,000 U.S. households.
Oh, in the U.S. Okay,
but I mean, where else? Where else is it available? Even
I have no idea.
Right.
Is this the section where we have a quiz about Sony View?
No, it's shutting down on January 30th. So there's not much point in just.
Yeah, I was surprised that it was like they announced it and it was that imminent.
Yeah, it's just bye.
It's just like Disney Plus is coming, guys. We out.
Look out. You cannot compete with this.
Part of the Spider-Man deal was Sony shutting down View.
Right. It makes a lot of sense. And in fact, this leads us right to the CAG bag where @DarwidLovesDevo writes in and asks, who's in for Disney Plus?
Oh, yeah.
Shipwreck already canceled Netflix in anticipation of Disney Plus.
Yeah, months ago.
Yeah.
Of course.
I pre-ordered Disney Plus, like, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago. I actually got a text message today from Verizon saying that with my Verizon plan, I get a year of Disney Plus.
Oh.
So now I'm trying to figure out how that works if I already signed up to pay for a year of Disney Plus.
Like, you're fucked.
Yeah. I mean, it hasn't started yet. I could cancel it. It's just, yeah.
To have
but
your
then
money.
It's like, what kind of hurdles do I have to go through to get my free year from Verizon?
I want a free year.
Yeah.
Probably have to sign up for more years of Verizon.
I feel like there's got to be a catch. So I'm not like, I'm not jumping on that offer just yet. And when I went to click the link in the text, it just took me to a non-working page. So I feel like they don't have their shit together. So that was a little frustrating. So I'll figure it out. But for all intents and purposes, yes, I have pre-ordered Disney Plus. We're all very excited. My son wants to know if he can watch every episode of The Simpsons in order. And I said, we'll discuss it.
Why couldn't he?
I mean, he can, you know. So I'll put it on his phone.
He
I
won't enjoy a great many of them.
Yeah, well,
the beginning.
The first season's a little rough.
The first couple.
Yeah. No, there's some good stuff in season two.
Yeah, but you got to pick it out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not necessarily good for an 8-year-old or 7-year-old.
Eh.
However the fuck old he is.
Eh. He's 8. He'll be 9 soonish, I guess. June.
Damn. Damn.
Hmm.
Fucking kids.
So he's not that young anymore. So. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Whatever.
Whatever.
I watch Ichabod and Mr. Toad mostly anyway. They don't know that yet, but that's what I want to watch. Just on repeat.
Right. I want to watch the mandolin.
The mandolin. Yep.
Can't wait.
It's their cooking show.
Yep. Mm.
Are you going to cancel DC Universe and just go with the HBO thing?
I watch those shows on DC Universe.
I know, but if they're all going to be on the HBO thing.
Oh, they will?
They already said Doom Patrol is going to be on there.
What about the other ones that I watched?
They haven't confirmed Titans yet. What other shows are?
They're going to just cancel this DC Universe thing, right?
They should. What they should do is just merge it with the HBO one.
Or just make it comics.
And for less money?
Yeah, for less money and move all the TV stuff to HBO Max.
Because they confirmed a Green Lantern show for HBO Max.
Yeah, stupid. Why are you having all... And I already don't like that they have a Batwoman show on CW. If I'm paying for DC, whatever this thing is called, it's not...
Why not just show those CW shows? If they had the CW shows on the DC Universe app and I could download them and watch them on the train, I'd be very happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't download those shows now from anywhere. You know, to watch. So
fix all our problems.
It would, because if I could watch those CW shows on the train, I would watch.
Life would be so much better.
Yeah, it really would be. Like that would be a literal game changer for me.
Right, you could watch 1/4 of the show on the treadmill,
and then I could pick up where I left off and watch the rest on the train.
Perfection.
Yeah,
it's all coming together. If somebody just can implement these.
Someone make my life better.
Right. All right. That's enough. Enough show. Wow, Matt.
Yeah. Long episode.
Stop talking. Now, let's remind everybody to do what? To follow us on Twitter, at CheapED, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. Anything else? I don't think we have anything else to promote. I think you should check out the rest of Whip Smart Banky's review in the show thread once it's there. And we'll bag on Borderlands 3 some more next week, too. Think about that. Bye.
Bread's done?
Wednesday, it's a hair-raising Halloween happening.
Catchy beginning.
First, that Emmy-winning fat cat. It's the trick-or-treat trail.
I'm no scaredy cat.
It's all new Garfield's Halloween adventure. Then... The Halloween classic, it's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, right after Garfield Wednesday.